seniors here, please be advisors or counselors to the youth, because the job market is choked and it is highly competitive. This government is doing its best to create job opportunities. And me, for instance, I told my report over there that my first meeting with them, I told them that it is because of MPP that I'm here. So MPP man is my priority. I told them, when NDC was in power, it was Kwesi Ahoyi was there. Now we are in power, so I see that things here with you. My topmost priority is the problem of an MPP person before any other Ghanaian. Take it or leave it. And they marvel, and I said it. And indeed, I'm not boasting, but I've started meeting the MPP groups. I've been meeting them. Every weekend I meet some group members. And I tell you, if I have my way, every job opportunity that will come, it will go to a TESCOM member before any other person. And I know my colleague appointees also have the same feeling, except that because of IMF, we cannot do anything now. I'm in South Africa. I'm there with Baumia. I'm there with Okoko. They are MPP members. Baumia was former TESCOM president here. I'm there with him. I wanted to take Martin. I got the visa and everything for him. But when I got there, I realized that there is no job opportunity. No decent job opportunity for him. So it's one reason that I came. And luckily, when I came last week, I was able to take him around, and very soon I will secure my job. So a TESCO member is my priority. MPP member is my priority. Before any other Ghanaian. We're all Ghanaians, but I'll tell my more Ghanaian than others. So, my dear director, get all of you, get the messages to our people, our appointees. They should be very careful so that we work for party members first, so that party members will work hard for us to retain power and sustain power for over 20 years so that we can change things in Ghana. Otherwise, the next NDC government, I bet you, get ready, you'll be ushered. I'm asking you to come on.